Okay, let's get another take on the issue of the ANC versus the MK party. My guest is Professor Musa Qulu, who is the founder of the Indonesia Yesizwe think tank. Prof Qulu, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining the National Pulse.
Thank you very much, Ashraf, and thank you to have you back. Been missing you for quite a number of years.
Well, if you had to WhatsApp me earlier, I would have come back much quicker, but I get your point. Thank you. Much appreciated. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. What do you... Okay, so, I mean, you have an interesting take outside the issues of the... of the trademarks. You have an issue around archive material and history that you want to share. Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, no, there is no doubt from a heritage perspective that both the name Mkhonto weSizwe and the logo is the brainchild of the ANC. There is simply no doubting that. And this is what happened in terms of intellectual property management. In NPO, registered the trademark of the design. Then later, they owned the trademark. Then later, including earlier this year, that ownership was ceded to the ANC. Mm-hmm. So the ANC is actually the rightful owner by law and also in terms of culture and heritage. It's a very rich heritage, you know. You cannot, in politics around the globe, you cannot claim anything in politics if you don't have a history of doing things, and if you don't have a past that you can look at. So it's understandable why Jacob Zuma is trying his best to cling on to the history of the ANC, even though he is no longer in the ANC. It's understandable. He's trying to come up with something. Otherwise, their history starts on the 16th of December. And there's nothing to offer.
But here's the thought, right? So if you're saying there's no doubt, according to you, that the trademark, the logo, the whole history of Mkhonto weSizwe belongs to the ANC, then when we talk about trademark as we're speaking now in court, right? What is your understanding of what is a trademark? Just so that we understand it clearly.
A trademark will usually come in the form of a design. And for example, if you look at the tin of fish outside of it, it will have something that makes you to associate that name with that particular type of fish. That's a trademark. Mm. In other words, when you go to the trading places in economics, by showing that logo becomes associated with the product or the brand or the message that you carry. Mm-hmm. Now, if you disrespect...
So an example, I'll throw in a name, the swoosh, the tick, yeah, of that sports company's logo. I don't have to even mention the name. Everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's a good example of a powerful trademark. It doesn't have a name, but the image is that powerful that it links directly to, in that case, Nike, right? And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm talking about that. And it is the duty of responsible citizens and traders and everyone to respect the trademarks of others. Otherwise, you remember when China started disrespecting trademarks of others, then their products came here to South Africa and people called them Hong Kong and all of those things. So it's not the original.
Okay.
It's by law, but also by common law.
But in the light of what you in the light of what you believe, what then do you make of today's court ruling?
I don't know. I think that there are aspects that the lawyers of the ANC did not present to court adequately. You know, when it comes to law and presentation at court, it's sometimes a lot of about the facts, but also a lot of about how you present the facts that will make your case. I think possibly that's why they were easily given the right to appeal. The problem, if it's not appealed, Ashraf, you're going to create a culture where people don't respect the property of other people. They'll come to your house and say, no, you were away on a holiday, now we're taking this house. Or they come to your farm and so on. It's a very complex and serious matter which must be resolved by the Constitutional Court in this country ultimately.
But so here's the final thing. Are you saying that The ANC's case around the trademark that's being, well, allegedly used now by the MK party, they have a solid case, but the way they're presenting their solid case has been found wanting, and that is why they are in the situation that they are in right now.
Case, very, very solid, but I think I listened a little bit to the lawyers when they're presenting, and I didn't understand why they had omitted to get that NGO on board, for example, to present to the court as well as a friend of the court or any other thing like that. Because even when the MK party started doing whatever with the trademark, it was not a free trademark. It would have been owned by that, either owned by that NGO, or already the process of ceding to the ANC would have been complete.
Okay.
Right now, the trademark is owned by the ANC.
Okay, let's leave it at that, Prof. Musa Kulu. Looking forward to further conversations with you sometime down the line. And thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse. Prof. Kulu is the founder of the Ngonsa Yesizwe think tank. In fact, he says the ANC has a case, a solid case, but I think he sort of alluded to the fact they haven't presented that case pretty well.